Welcome Deepavan. Now we start second session of Rajog Shibir. And we have a Deepavan on the dais. Deepavan is faculty member and trainer, business and industry wing, Rajoga Education Research Foundation. And she has dedicated her life toward spiritual upliftment of the masses through the Ville Parle Meditation Center, Mumbai, for the past 30 years. She is an excellent author and has been facilitating leadership and development programs at several corporations in and around Mumbai. So, welcome to Deepavan once again.
Om Shanti. Good morning. I'm sure you must be enjoying the special morning time. Today, Amrit Vela. All of you have made this beautiful change in your schedule, no? Getting up so early. Some of you may be getting up so early also. But sitting together in silence and meditating with a senior yogi, Suraj Bhai, must have been a beautiful experience. So I think since 2 days, you are enjoying your time here, experiencing the deep silence here. And as you enjoy the silence, you also are connected to your own self, your inner self. Yesterday's Rajyoga lesson, our respected Shilu Ben, gave you the understanding of a true innate self. And so this beautiful question, which we need to ask ourselves, who am I? It's a puzzle, no? Because till now we always related ourselves to the physical identity, which is surely there, but that's not our complete identity. And so yesterday we realized that we are a spiritual being using this physical body as our costume, as our vehicle, as our means of expression. And this inner being or this beautiful spiritual energy which I am, what is my true nature? Yesterday's lesson, if we can revise, what is our true nature, our innate qualities, our innate values? Peace, I'm a peaceful soul. I'm a loveful soul, happy soul. Yes, pure, clean, divine, powerful soul, having deep innate strength, the spiritual powers within. And yes, blissful soul. And also knowledgeable soul, having this innate wisdom which has been bestowed by the Supreme Father. When you attended the inaugural session yesterday, you came to know about the history of the organization. And one thing which is very unique of this organization, which has also always inspired me and attracted me, is that the spiritual wisdom which is being bestowed here, shared here, is being given by the Supreme Father, the ocean of knowledge, the Supreme Teacher himself. And so today we will try to see how we can understand how God, who God is, by the wisdom which God himself has given us. Because I think the only person who can give the full identity of the self, I mean, I can be known by only myself. And so if I need to be introduced, the introduction which I will give about myself will be complete. Yes? Other people will share their experiences, their understanding. But my complete identity can be shared by whom? By myself? Yes. In the same way, we find that God's complete identity, the spiritual wisdom about Him, His truth can only be shared by Himself. And today we are going to understand what is that true identity of the Supreme which He shared through this wisdom of Rajyoga. As we understand that all our spiritual gurus, all our preceptors, all our saints, and all different philosophies, spiritual paths, all religions talk about the soul. And so when we see ourselves as a spiritual being, there is a complete acceptance to that. And every spiritual seeker understands, yes, we are a spiritual being separate from this body. And yet we find that in our path of meditation, in our path of sadhana, we've always been searching, or we have always been wanting to connect with the higher self, the supreme, the source of these virtues and qualities. And each one of us sitting here also has had that deep connection with the supreme. And we all have experienced his compassion, his love, his support in our life. Yes? Yes, we all have deep experiences. And yet we find that we need to know him as he is, because we say God is love, God is truth, and truth can be only one. Yes, truth can be one or many. Truth is always one. Untruths can be many, but truth is always one. And so what is that true introduction of the Supreme Father as revealed by himself? And so when we talk about the Supreme, we say he is the Supreme Soul, Param Atma. We all are souls, and yet we talk about him as being the higher self, the Supreme Soul. That is, he is supreme to us all souls. And so what are those special virtues, qualities and attributes of the Supreme Father because of which he is supreme to us? Very beautifully it has been said that there are many deity souls, Dev Atmai Anek. There are many religious fathers, preceptors, Dharmatmai Anek. There are many elevated souls, Punya Atmai Anek. There are many good souls, Mahanatmai Anek. There are many charitable souls, Dharmatmai Anek. Paramatma Ek. The Supreme Father is one. And so we find that in this journey of trying to understand who God is, we will see what are those special virtues and qualities because of which he is supreme to us. He is special. And the first virtue is that he is the one who is the highest on high. And that is why today, each one of us, whenever there is any need, there is any pain or suffering or sorrow in our life, we look upon to him and we say, O God Father, the highest one, the source. Unche te uncha Paramatma, the one who is the highest. And why do we say he is the highest? Because his name is the highest. He's always been sung. The praises which we have sung about the Supreme are always elevated. Uncha uska naam, uncha uska kaam, uncha uska dham. His name is highest, the most elevated. His act or his divine role is also the most highest. And third, his abode is also the highest. Now when we talk about his name, or when we remember him or praise him, we always compare the Supreme Father to the ocean, because all his virtues and qualities are unlimited in nature. When we see a virtue in some friend or loving family member or any colleague of ours, we say this person is very kind, this person is very peaceful. And yet when we talk about the Supreme, we say he's the ocean of peace. He's the ocean of kindness. And so we say his name is always the most elevated. Praise is always the most highest. Because all his virtues and qualities are infinite, are unlimited in nature. We also see that his elevated act or role is also very special. Uncha uska karya. And so in this world, whenever any one of us Even those people who say that they are an atheist, that they don't believe in the Supreme, or they don't believe in God, and yet we find that whenever any person is in that deep experience of pain and sorrow, where they find that they are not able to find any solution or any support from the outside world, whom do we remember? Whom do we look upon as? In our heart, at that time, whom do we remember? We remember the Supreme. We say, "Oh God, oh Father." And so we find His role is also the most elevated. The one who bestows happiness and redeems our sorrow. Dukh harta, sukh karta. And that is why in humanity we find that any of us, whenever we are in a situation of chaos, struggle, pain, stress, there is this one, the Supreme, whom we always remember from our heart. And so we find His role is so special. On our side, we find that in our journey of life, we also give happiness to others. We are also many times able to help people in pain and sorrow. And yet we find that His role is the one who bestows happiness to all, redeems sorrow of all. Many times we ourselves are in pain, in some chaos, in some stress. And so at that moment, we cannot play a role of bestowing happiness to others. And yet we find that this role is so special, this elevated activity or act of the divine is so special, of redeeming the unhappiness of every soul in this world, of bestowing happiness to everyone. The other role, which is very important, is the one who is a purifier. And we say that he is the one who is the Patit Pavan. Patit, which means impure, Pavan, which means pure. The one who purifies the soul. Today we have so many therapies, pathies, by which we can have some cleansing for our physical self. Naturopathy is there, Ayurveda, Ayurveda. We have nature cure clinics where we help ourselves to relieve, you know, the toxins or the impurity of the body. And yet we find, do we have this nature cure clinic which can cleanse the soul, which can purify the soul, which can transform the innate nature of the soul? Is it there someday? And so we find that the Supreme Father has this role of purifying the soul, rejuvenating the soul, helping the soul to transform its old negative sanskaras and rejuvenate its original divine innate sanskaras. And so that transformation, the purity, the divinity is experienced by this connection with God. And that is why He is said to be the purifier. So we find that there are so many roles which the Supreme has by which He is the most elevated, Paramatma. The third is that His abode is also high, the highest abode. And whenever we remember Him, where does our mind move? In this physical world or beyond? So we find that maybe on the basis of experience, concept, understanding, different spiritual paths or different religions or different philosophies will may have different understandings about God. But when we talk about His abode, there is a common experience. And so we find in Christianity also, when they remember the Supreme Godfather, where do the eyes move? Above. O Godfather, above. The highest heaven. We find our Muslim brothers and sisters, when they remember Allah, the Supreme, where do they look? Again above. Namaz, when they pray and they look above, the mind also moves beyond this physical world. Our Hindu brothers and sisters, they also talk about God as being upparwala, The one who sits above, upar wala jane, he knows everything. And so we find that this understanding about the Supreme, the experience of his abode being beyond this physical world. Scientifically also, physics talks about these three worlds. The physical world where we are now, this corporeal world, which is a world where everything moves below the speed of light. And so this is called by science as the underluminous world, where everything moving below the speed of light. And yet there is a world where everything moves at par with the speed of light. And that's called as a luminous world by physics. And at a spiritual level we talk about this as the angelic world. And yes, there is this world where everything moves beyond the speed of light. And that would be the superluminous world. And that is the world of silence. Brahma Mahatattva, Param Dham, Shanti Dham, which has been mentioned in scriptures, which has been mentioned in philosophy, in all our divine sacred books of different religions, as this world of silence, this world which is a spiritual abode of the soul and the Supreme Father. And so we find in meditation we take a journey from through our awareness from this physical world beyond to the Supreme world, to the world of silence where the Supreme Father abides. When you remember someone, you're sitting here, and if you remember some of your family who is not here, as soon as you remember your family member, you remember their house, maybe your house or maybe their own house. You remember some colleague at work, you'll immediately remember your workplace. Yes? And so as soon as we remember the Supreme Father, we reconnect to that world of silence, which is the supreme abode of the Supreme and the soul. And so we find Uncha Uska Dham, his abode is also the highest. And so that is why we talk about him as being supreme. The second virtue or the second attribute is that he is the one who is the source of wisdom, who knows everything, who is omnipotent. And that is why in this physical world, when we don't know something, when we are confused and we don't have a clue to something, what do we say? Bhagwan jane, God knows. You say that sometimes? Yes? Whenever we don't find any answer to something, we say God knows. Why does he know? Why should he know? Because he is the ocean of wisdom, ocean of knowledge. He is the creator. And every creator has the full knowledge of his creation. There are these beautiful paintings in an exhibition, and when we move around the exhibition, we have our own thoughts about maybe what are the images representing, what is the color combination. And yet the true understanding or the true information about each picture, the truth can be revealed by whom? By whom? The ones who are seeing the paintings or the one who has created the paintings? The creator. So the creator reveals the secrets of his creation. The little child who has gone to school, and if there's anything which the teacher wants to communicate about the child, she calls the parents, because the parents are the creator. So the Supreme Father is a creator, and that is why he reveals to us the secrets of his creation. Is the ocean of wisdom. The third attribute is that the Supreme is beyond all bondages and influences. Sarvopari. The first one we saw was Sarva Unch, highest of high. The second one was Sarvagya, the one who knows everything, who is omnipotent, who is the ocean of wisdom. And this third most important attribute is Sarvapari, he is beyond all bondages and influences. And so we find, if you go to our spark also, I'm sure yesterday also it was mentioned, that you can surely visit the training center room number 12, where we have lot of spiritual concepts which are taught through Raj Yoga, being validated by scientific understanding. And we find there also, we can see about how physics again talks about the law of entropy. And so we find the soul also moves through this journey where its purity, its peace, its happiness slowly starts decreasing. And that's what we see very clearly visible in the world today. And so the law of entropy says that when you want to have a negentropia, that is again rejuvenate the system, what do you need to do? Yes, you need to connect that system to an external source of energy so that you can rejuvenate the system. Your battery is discharged, mobile is discharged, so what do? Through a charger, you reconnect it to the electrical source so that it can recharge it. And so we find that the Supreme is beyond the cycle of birth and death, beyond the cycle of karma, because He is that higher source through which we need to reconnect to recharge ourselves. And that is why in Gita it is said, Main ajanma hoon, akarta hoon, abhokta hoon. Ajanma, that is, I don't take birth or I don't die like a human being. We all souls, yesterday as we have been introduced, that we are a soul, a spiritual being, and we are using this body as our vehicle, as our costume. And so we find that this body goes through this cycle of birth and death. No? So when someone is born, the death is certain. Yes? Yes? Soul entering the womb and then being born. So taking this physical costume is birth. Leaving this physical costume is death. Yes? So cycle of birth and death. And so if I am born, then naturally the soul needs to perform karma. Using this physical sense organs, I perform action. And what happens? Every action has an equal and opposite reaction. So karma and fruit of karma has to be experienced. Karma or phal. So action and the fruit of action. Some actions which are pure, what will be the fruit? Pure, elevated, compassionate, caring, you know, using your virtues when you perform action, what will be the experience? Yes? Good experience, happiness, peace, joy. Karma or phal, paap or punya. So there is some karma which I perform using my sanskaras which are positive, some sanskaras which are negative. And so the experience of dukkh or sukh, pain and happiness. And so we find this soul comes into the cycle. Cycle of birth and death, cycle of karma and experience the fruit of karma, performing good karma, experiencing happiness, performing impure karma, experiencing pain. And yet we find that the Supreme is beyond this cycle. Sarvopari. And He is the one who bestows the wisdom to understand this cycle, to help us move beyond the experience of pain and sorrow. And that is the one why we call Him as a liberator, the one who is our supreme guide, Sarvopari, one who is beyond all bondages, and He gives us the wisdom to free us also from these bondages. The fourth is that the Supreme is the source of virtues and qualities of the soul. Sarvashrut, He is the one who is the ultimate source, the infinite, the unlimited source. And so we find that any experience of virtue or power which we need to refresh ourselves, to rejuvenate ourselves, to replenish ourselves, we need to connect with the source. So for some time, maybe we can take the company of our friend, our family, our life partner, our children, our sister, brother, to support us in moments of pain, in moments of sadness. And yet we find the source of peace is the Supreme Father, the one who is constantly bestowing us with that peace. The human being is sometimes able to give us that support, but there could be a time when they could be themselves in stress and pain. And so at that time, the human soul cannot give us that positive energy, that comfort, that happiness, that peace. The battery can support the battery temporarily. But if we need to recharge, we need to connect with the source. And so the Supreme is the ultimate source of every virtue, quality, attribute and power of the soul. And the last one, which is the most important, is that He is the one who is accepted by all. Sarvamanya. No? Because He is the Supreme Father, Father of all souls. So whichever religion, whichever color, whichever nationality, whichever age, whichever background, every soul is whose child? Whose child? The Supreme Father. So we have a common Supreme Father. So we are all together, a family. Yes? A spiritual family together. Yes? So yesterday also this beautiful truth has been revealed that each one of us is a soul. And so as soon as I see each other as a soul, what happens? The vision of spiritual brotherhood experienced. Yes? And we find that when we reconnect to the Supreme Father, it becomes so easy for us to see the world as our family. Surely our family is our family, but the world is also my spiritual family. And so we find that He has to be accepted and experienced by all. And so if we can take a journey through different religions, we will find that there is this common understanding or introduction of the Supreme, by which each religious father, preceptor or saint has connected us to Him. Let us take a journey through Christianity, and we find that there also Christ very respectfully says that I am the Son of God. I am the messenger of God. I have brought to you the message of the Supreme Godfather. Remember Him. I touch, God heals. When He was put on the cross also, He said, O God, forgive them, for they know not what they do. Yes? So He had such a deep connection with the Supreme Father. And He gave us the guidance of reconnecting to that Supreme and empowering ourselves. And that's why we talk about God as being light in Christianity. God is kindly light. And today also, when they go to the church, they take this little candle to represent the light of God. And so we find there also we have talked about the Supreme as being light, the common higher self. We take a journey through Sikhism, and there also we find Guru Nanak talking about the Supreme as Sat Guru, Sat Sri Akal. He is the truth, He is the most elevated, the one who is beyond the influence of death. Satguru, Sat Sri Akal. Nirvair, Nirakar. He is nirvair, He has hatred towards none, and He is Nirakar. He is incorporeal, not physical, not corporeal, incorporeal. And so He talks about remembering the Satguru. And that is why in Sikhism, they had this very beautiful practice of remembering the wisdom given by the Supreme as God, Guru Granth Sahib. The wisdom is considered as the Supreme. And so here also we find that He allowed our intellect to connect with the incorporeal Supreme, Satguru, Irakar. And if we take a journey through Islam also, we find there also we talk about the Supreme as being incorporeal. Idol worship is not accepted. And so there also we talk about the light of Allah, Noor-e-Ilahi. That is the great one Allah, the light of Allah. And so we find that in different religions, we go to Buddhism and Jainism, and we find that Mahavir, recently we had Mahavir Jayanti. Bhagwan Mahavir always has been shown in a meditative posture. Yes? And also Mahatma Buddha also has been shown always in a meditative posture. Yes. And so both these religions, both these paths of spirituality have given a lot of emphasis on meditating with the Supreme, reconnecting to the higher self. In Jainism, the power of meditation has been shown as with meditation you conquer your sense organs. And that is why they talk about Jai Jinendra. That is, when you meditate with the Supreme, you can conquer your physical sense organs. And Mahavir has talked about the path of non-violence. Non-violence not only at a physical level, but also at a mental level. And then we have Buddhism talking about pure karma, the fourfold path of karma, where the spiritual understanding has to be translated in pure karma. So everyday karma has to be divine, benefactory, benevolent. And so we find that all our religious fathers, all our religious gurus, all our preceptors, all our saints have been guiding us to reconnect with the Supreme. In Parsi religion, also we find that the Supreme is remembered as fire. And so they have this fire temple. There's Zoroastra, they are the religious preceptor. Again there we see that the Supreme is remembered as light. We also have our religion of Jewish religion, where again the Supreme is remembered as the eternal light, Jehovah. Moses, the religious preceptor, talks about this burning light, this burning bush, which he has a vision of, which empowers him to write the Ten Commandments. And so if you take a journey to all these different religions, and even see the messages being given by the religious preceptors, they've talked about their deep connection with the Supreme, who's one. And light, energy, fire is mentioned in all religions. There is one religion which is different. Which is that religion? The Hindu religion. And there we have lot of physical forms of worship. Yes? Deities. And how many deities? 33 crores of deities, no? So it's more like a population actually, the deity population. And so we find that along with the deities, there is one incorporeal form of worship. Which is that incorporeal form of worship? No physical form, but the incorporeal form. The Shivling. And over there also we find that the link, which is oval shaped in form. The original temples of Shiva, Bara Jyotirlingam, the 12 Jyotirlingams, where the Shiva is said to be Swayambhu, the one who is self-creator. So those symbols have been found, have not been created, they have been found. And you find that every temple of Shiva, the word, the name of the temple will be, the last word will be Nath or Ishwar, Rameshwaram, Babul Nath, Pashupati Nath. So Nath also means the Lord, Ishwar also means the Supreme. And every name of the temple talks about a divine act of the Supreme Father. Babul Nath, which is in Mumbai, where I come from. So Mumbai, we find Babul Nath. Babul is a bush which has a lot of thorns. You see Babul? And it is useful also. So the one who transforms our nature, which is like thorns, that is giving pain to others, into flowers. Babul Nath. Kanto ko phool banane wala Babul Nath. Somnath. The one who gives us the nectar of wisdom. Because with this spiritual knowledge, there is so much transformation in our perspective towards life, in our consciousness towards ourselves. And so there's so much of lightness and happiness in our life. We start living again. So we talk about the nectar of life, which, makes a dead person alive. So our feelings, our consciousness, which was not so alive, which was not so happy, not so peaceful, rejuvenated with the spiritual wisdom. And so we find that in all religions we have talked about the incorporeal Supreme Father. and he being the father of the soul. Yes? When we talk about the Supreme Father, he is the father of the body or the soul? The soul. Because our physical fathers are different. Yes, unique. Every one of us has a different physical father. And one thing very special between the child and the parent is that the form always is similar. Yes? Whether it's animals also. There's an elephant, and so the father has to be also an elephant. Yes? It's a horse, and so the father also has to be a horse. The father of a horse cannot be an elephant, so the form has to be the same. And so as a physical human being, my physical father is also human being. Yes? And so when I am a soul, my spiritual father and mother is also spiritual being, the supreme soul. And so the true form of the supreme is that he is also a spiritual being, but supreme in all qualities and virtues. Bindu hai, that is a point, that is a divine spark of energy, or Sindhu hai. Sindhu, which means he is the ocean of all virtues and qualities. And that is why when we see ourselves as a soul, it's so easy for us to reconnect to the Supreme Father as also a being of light who is supreme in all virtues and qualities. And so he becomes a common father to all souls, that is in all religions, all philosophies, all our saints have guided us to remember this eternal being, the Supreme Father. And so we find that as soon as we move beyond the awareness of the soul and start seeing ourselves as a physical body, which is natural, yes, it's natural, we know that we are a soul, but 24/7 the awareness is of the soul or the body? Yes, soul or the body? Body, no? In spiritual words we call it body consciousness. Sometimes you must be hearing this word being mentioned by, you know, sisters or some discourses. And when we are aware of ourselves as our true innate being, we call it soul consciousness. Consciousness as a soul with all my inner virtues and qualities. And so we find that as soon as I am body conscious, I am aware of myself as a physical identity, and I want to remember the Supreme, I want to relate to God also in a physical form. Yes? Yes, it becomes easy for me, no? And so, suppose I am born in a family which is practicing Sikhism, whom will I relate God to in a physical form? Guru Nanak or other saints which are there in that religion. I am born in a family where Buddhism is being practiced. And so, when I remember God, whom will I relate to at a physical level when I want to remember God? Whom will I relate to? Gautam Buddha. Yes. And I am born in a religion which is practicing Jainism. And so whom will I remember God as? Mahavir or other Tirthankars who are there. And so because we have wanted to connect with the Supreme in a physical form, what has happened? We have started remembering Him in different preceptors, religious fathers, saints. Yes? And so we have felt that, oh God, so many people are God, so many. And so that is why there has been so much of confusion. And so there has been sometimes a lot of conflict in knowing who God is. But we find that all our preceptors, all our religious fathers, all our saints have always allowed our mind to reconnect only to the Supreme, to the One who is the Truth. And that is why every religion says God is One. And He is the Father of the soul. And that is why when we have these different praises, we say Tvameva Mata, Pita Tvameva, Bandhu Tvameva, Sakha Tvameva. That is, He is the One with whom we have all relationships. And so we find that when we remember Him with this awareness that I am a soul, a child of the Supreme, and we reconnect to the Supreme Father as our spiritual father and mother, we find that every religion has been mentioning or remembering the Supreme. And so all the conflict which is there moves away. And so whichever path, whichever religion, whichever faith anyone belongs, we can reconnect to the Supreme Father, empower ourselves through the method of meditation, Raj Yoga, and experience the transformation within ourselves. We find that understanding of God is important, but experience of remembering Him, His companionship, is most important. And each one of us has a deep experience of the love of God. Yes? Each one of us has that? Yes? At least you can shake your heads and say yes. Yes? And everyone's experience of that companionship, the love of God, is so special. Some of us can express in words, some of us cannot even express it in words. It's so special, it's so different, but very unique. And each one of us enjoys those wonderful experiences of God. And knowing the true introduction of the Supreme as He is allows us to reconnect to Him in a beautiful way, where we can experience this bonding with the Supreme, companionship with the Supreme Father, constantly, naturally, easily. And that is why here we have said it is Sahaj Raj Yoga, easy Raj Yoga. Yes? And so, just like sitting here, if I want to remember, you want to remember your parents, you want to remember your life partner, maybe some of you have your life partner with you here, or you want to remember your children, is it difficult? Is it difficult? Will you say, sister, please stop, I need to sit down, I need to have a special place, I need to maybe put on some music or something and then remember my daughter or son, or maybe have a picture in front and then I should remember them? Would you want that? You're sitting here, you're listening to me, I mentioned about your children and you're already there with them. Yes? Yes? You can see them, you can talk to them, you can feel that love which they have for you and you have for them. And so it's so easy. One journey of life, and yet it is so easy for us to connect with our parents, our spouse, our children. The Supreme Father, our eternal father and mother. Eternal relationship. The most purest relationship. Where He has complete, you know, understanding of us. He has unconditional love for us. Always the best to us. And yet we find that whenever we remember Him, we have the sweet complaint that our mind is not focused. Yes? We say, meditation mein man lagta nahi hai. Yes? We have that complaint. The mind is not focused. Such a deep relationship with Him. Eternal relationship. And yet we find that it's difficult for us to remember Him. Because that experience of relationship and bonding is missing. Yes? Throughout the day, how many times do we remember our children, our life partner, our parents, our colleagues? How many times we have this mental conversations also with them? Yes? And how many times throughout the day we have this remembrance of the Supreme in all different relationships which we have sung? So as much as connection with the Supreme, remembrance is there, the easy Raj Yoga is experienced. And so here we say, the Supreme Father in our everyday spiritual study reveals to us that it is yoga, but maybe yoga becomes a word which is a little difficult, where we feel we need a lot of focus and concentration. But if we use the word remembrance, yad, it becomes easy. To remember someone is easy? Easy. So remembering the Supreme. And this experience of remembering Him in His true introduction. And the Supreme reveals that I am also a point of light like you, the soul, and I am supreme in all virtues and qualities. The true name of the Supreme Father is Shiva, Shiv Baba, as He has revealed. And the word Baba we say is Father. It's the relationship which is more, you know, special to us. Like maybe some of you sitting here could be having parents who are very important in society. Maybe someone is the police commissioner's child, or maybe someone is the chief minister's son. But maybe when the son, you know, interacts with his father, will he say, respected chief minister, or maybe respected police commissioner, will he say that? He'll just say, father, daddy, no? So that experience of closeness is experienced because of that relationship. And so when we remember the Supreme, we say Baba. Baba means Father. My own spiritual Father, most closest to me. And so when you hear this word Baba, it is not actually talking about the founder, because we always in every meditation room see the picture of the founder. Yes? And so it's not Baba, that, but that founder is called Brahma Baba. And so when we talk about him, we will always mention Brahma Baba. But when we say Baba only, it means reconnecting to the Supreme Father, the incorporeal Supreme Father. And we say Shiv Baba. Many times this word Shiv Baba would be heard by maybe the volunteers somewhere or the sisters somewhere. And so we find the word Shiva, where the word Shiva's Sanskrit meaning of Shiv. The first meaning of Shiv is point, bindu. The second meaning of Shiv is seed, creator. And the third meaning of Shiv in Sanskrit is Shubh, benefactor. So he is the one who is the point of light. His form is same like the soul, point of light. He is the seed, that is, he is the creator, the spiritual father and mother, the parent, spiritual parent. And third, he is the benefactor of all, Kalyankari, the one who has only a vision of benefit and benevolence for every soul in this world. And that is why the name is Shiva, because the word mentions or reminds us of his form, his quality, his nature, his divine act. And so when we say Shiv Baba, we are talking about the Supreme Father, whom we find all of us reconnect as our Supreme Parent. And so in the method of Raj Yoga, the first step becomes the awareness of the soul, and the second is reconnecting to the Supreme. And we learn about the method tomorrow. And yet we find this experience of having this relationship with God is very, very special. And that is why we hear, you must have seen that we don't mention Him only as God or Supreme always, but we use the sweet word of Baba. Because when we talk about, you know, the Supreme as our parent, as our father, as our beloved, as our companion, as our teacher, the experience of closeness is experienced. As soon as you remember your parents, how do you feel? Some of you may not have them physically in this world, and yet when you remember them, what is the experience? Yes, of love, of care, of concern. Yes, of their blessings which they have given you. And so we find that whenever we experience this bonding with the Supreme and we remember Him as our Supreme Father, we experience His canopy of blessings, the Supreme Parent. We remember Him as our friend, and so there is that companionship which we experience with the Supreme. We find there are many things in life which we may not be able to share even with our life partner, and maybe not our parents, but yet it's so easy for us to share with our friend. Yes? And this experience of bonding with the Supreme as our friend, that, you know, experience of that sense of ownership of God as being my friend, my best friend. In the world also, if there is someone who is very well known, or maybe is a person who has maybe a lot of resources, wealth or position, and he is your friend, there is a little pride. Yes, and you have that authority. Suppose you know maybe the police inspector, the head police inspector of the local police station, or maybe you know someone who is having his own company somewhere. You say, oh, if you have any work in the police, I'll help you because he is my friend. Yes, and this experience of being with God, as experiencing God being your best friend. And so you can tell someone, if you have any work with God, tell me because He is my friend. Yes? That experience of ownership, that experience of companionship. And we find that as in Raj Yoga meditation, we experience these relationships with the Supreme, we experience this companionship with the Supreme, we experience those moments of closeness, the, you know, care and concern which the Supreme is showering on us, we find that throughout the day, this connection becomes natural. And so we find that we talk about a meditative lifestyle, a yogi lifestyle. And so here Rajyoga is learnt not only as a method to sit down and connect to the awareness of the self and connect to the Supreme, but throughout the day, this natural connection with the higher self is experienced. In this world also, if we are connected to someone who is, you know, very knowledgeable and wise, and we can access that person's, you know, attention anytime, we feel secure. We know that if there is any worry in business, this person knows me. I can call him and take guidance. Maybe in the family, someone or the other. Through Rajyoga meditation, we feel that access to the Supreme constantly. Our intellect, whenever we want, can be connected to the higher divine intellect, the higher wisdom. And we experience His divine support, His connection very naturally. Like suppose any one of you as a professional is sitting in a meeting which is very important business meeting going on, and you find that your mobile is ringing and you see the number of your child there. And it's a very important meeting, you cannot stop the meeting and go, so you disconnect. And yet, suppose in the meeting a time comes where maybe tea enters or maybe there's a little break, what happens? What will you do? You'll go out and call your child. Why? If maybe some other, you know, client or someone's call comes, you'll say that message that after the meeting I'll call you. No? But your son or daughter, you will immediately take that little break. You will not drink your tea. You'll first go out and call. Why? Why? Yes. Because of? Priority, yeah. Why did you give priority to your child? Because of the relationship of love, yes. Because of love and because of responsibility. When your child needs something, you are responsible. It's the same deep and higher connection with the Supreme. So throughout the day, and you are busy, so you cannot be accessible every moment or available every moment. But He's 24/7 available. So your call goes, and He immediately answers. He immediately bestows that love, that strength, that guidance, which we experience as in the worldly world, we call it as intuition, gut feeling, you know, we talk about that. That becomes natural throughout the day. Because your connection is with the higher self. And it's such a beautiful experience of constant love, strength, happiness, protection being experienced. And that is why any situation coming, you know, Shivani Ben was talking about it also yesterday, any situation coming, we find we get affected by that, but because we are able to reconnect with the Supreme, we are able to use His wisdom, His strength to go beyond. And so we find tomorrow, I'm sure you'll be able to learn that method of meditation and experience this closeness with the Supreme Father naturally throughout the day. Let's have a few moments of experience of reconnecting. Allow your mind to slowly move away from the present. You can sit a little bit alert, and maybe whatever you have in your hands, you can leave it aside. As you become aware of the environment, you see yourself sitting here in this beautiful hall, and yet for some time, through your mind's eye, you see yourself sitting in silence. Maybe in an environment of nature, or maybe just by yourself here. Through your mind's eye, you see yourself so relaxed, so comfortable. and you become aware of this beautiful light between the forehead. I am this being of light, a divine spark of energy. As I see myself, this beautiful star radiating, shining between the forehead. I see the light of peace radiating around me. I experience this deep silence within. And as I feel light, relaxed, easy, I consciously allow my awareness to go beyond this world of action, this world of responsibilities, this physical world. I visualize myself, this beautiful light traveling beyond. I see the globe and I travel beyond the globe, beyond space, beyond the sun, moon, stars, and I enter the world of light. My inner eye, I see this large expanse of soft golden red light, the superluminous world, the world of silence, my spiritual home. And it is here that I connect with the light of God. And as I experience the ocean of peace, the presence of the Supreme Father, God's unlimited peace and calmness flowing towards me, merging me, and I feel so relaxed, so light. All the subtle burden in my mind, the chaos within, the very subtle fear, stress, slowly merges away. And I fill my heart with this unlimited loving peace. In God's presence, I feel so protected. God's unlimited love is pure, selfless love for me. Makes me feel so secure, so loved. Full of inner happiness and joy. His vision towards me, of seeing my qualities, my specialities, makes me feel so confident. I feel so good about my own self as being God's child, a being of peace, a being of love. In God's presence, I experience His canopy of blessings. I know Whenever I remember Him, His wisdom, His strength will guide me. And I will be able to create solutions. I will be able to face every situation with courage. I will be able to deal with difficult relationships with patience, with acceptance. I fill myself with these beautiful gifts of God. Peace, unconditional love, unshakable strength, inner wisdom, true happiness. Feeling so loved by God, feeling strengthened by Him. I consciously return to my awareness of my role, my responsibilities. I come back to the awareness of this hall where I'm sitting with my friends. If my eyes are closed, I open them. I become aware of the silence of the environment. I become aware of my physical body, and yet within my mind and heart, I cherish my own experiences of love, peace, and happiness. And I know I can reconnect with the Supreme whenever I want, in just a second. I experience His canopy of blessings with me throughout the day. Om Shanti, Shanti, Shanti.
Thank you, Deepavan, for helping us know the true identity of the Supreme God and also helping us connect to Him. Thank you so much.